Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Christmas music.
Oh, wait a minute. Christmas is over. Wait a minute.
My key to the world just fell on the floor.
How can we have that? This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Better help in understanding what's going on in the world. That's our job here. I'm Doug with Jay Kirshner to help close out this year with a bang. Ba-ba-ba-ba-boom. What can we do in the next couple of days to put closure on the year and bring us around to thinking about what's in store for 2023? Can you believe already we're talking about 2023? I still am stuck on 2020. Actually, I'm stuck on 2000 when we had the Y2K thing. Is everything going to work next Monday?
Yeah. It was like everyone was back on their computers.
Oh, yeah.
What would happen once the clock struck 2000?
Unga bunga. Lots of calamities. All right, speaking of the calamities, dozens of people are dead. Gas stations have been looted. The Buffalo area is a mess. 25 people alone have been killed in the worst blizzard, according to, if you believe the governor of New York, this is the worst. This is the blizzard of the century. They all seem to be, but this is pretty serious. This is pretty messy, pretty ugly.
Generation.
Yeah, right. Pretty much, if you live in Buffalo or the area that is east of Lake Erie, Erie, Pennsylvania, those areas, this is not a great time for you. But then it is what it is. So somebody's going to say, all of the climatologists, the people who are responsible, just give you the facts. Okay, here's what happened. This is why it happened. And there was just a collision of all kinds of things. Cold weather, moisture in the air. That's what what is the story here? Is it the story of the people who are dead? Is it the story of the looting that's going on in Buffalo and what people are like? Some people are like. Is it that the governor seems to be using this as a campaign piece? So the whole thing, when you wrap it together, becomes it's troubling, but yet it makes for great conversation radio. Well, what do you think of this? Or what do you think of that? And how could it be? And if you look back at the history of our planet, there are plenty of times when this sort of thing has happened, even since the records were started in the early 1880s, maybe 1883, when all of those settlers went west under the direction of Sam Elliott. There was a lot of stuff going on back then. Can you imagine what those people, just because I make the reference, for those of you who didn't hear me tell the story the other day, on the plane coming back from Israel last Wednesday, I watched the entire 10 episodes of 1883, which was the precursor to what is now 1923, which is the precursor to Yellowstone. Mm-hmm. And the way that it was presented was really pretty, it was good, it was gritty. The thing, though, that I was thinking about afterwards and just thinking about now is, what about, there was a tornado involved in the 10 episodes, and how much stuff got wiped out. Mother Nature being who she is and what she is and what is created, we think, oh, look at all these tornadoes now. Well, they had plenty of tornadoes then.
Oh, yeah, and no warning systems.
No, of course not. They didn't have any warnings of anything. They just see it, look up in the sky, there's a bird, a plane. No, it's a tornado. So lots of calamities. So from today, December the 27th, Calamity Department. First, remind me to say any number of times that today is my daughter's 49th birthday, and I am so happy to have her. The 27th of December was one of the earliest big blessings of my life, having that young woman. She was the noisiest kid. she was, wow, is she noisy. Whereas Brendan was not noisy at all. Anyway, so happy birthday to my darling daughter, Megan, who's having a time. She's in the Redwoods. Yeah, they went up to the, they decided to have Christmas there. They were going to come here. Then they had an opportunity to go with some friends up to the Redwoods up in an area where we are in Eureka in Humboldt County. They're loving it. So she's coming out here with Miles next week. That'll be our later.
Fine.
Yeah, right.
Happy birthday, Megan.
Happy birthday. All right, so the Calamity Department. Let's see where we go with this. 10 skiers. This was something, the avalanche that took place. 10 people, though, after the calamity, were found alive. This is pretty terrifying stuff. Think about this, right? Group of skiers who were up in an avalanche. One person was seriously injured. It impacted the Austrian ski slope. The 10 people were Germans, Belgians, people that were Dutch from the Netherlands, Bosnia, Croatia, and there were a couple of people from America as well. They were toppled over by the disaster. Somebody somehow got a video of this. Good heavens. And then they were able to somehow get out of the mess and ski to safety. And that was not reported early on, so the folks thought that these people were gonzo. So is this something that you can avoid as a skier? I'm not a skier, so I don't know. I've never been trapped.
No, this is just one of those things of nature. Yeah,
right.
This is just one of those things of nature that happen, and unfortunately it is unavoidable. I guess you could go to the point of saying, well, yeah, you can avoid it. Don't go skiing.
Exactly. There you go. Another calamity. The plane that the Cincinnati Bengals were coming back from the game made an emergency landing, lost an engine. All right, so the good thing is that it landed. They beat the New England Patriots, so that's why they had that serves them right. No, that's not. That's what the Patriots would say. I'm not a Patriots player. The players jumped on their plane. They were flying out of that airport just over the border in Rhode Island. At some point during the flight, this was a Delta 737, I think. The engine conked out, and the plane made an emergency landing out of JFK. One of the players called. Yeah, it was a little rough. I think that's probably an understatement. But think about that, in a manner of speaking. They had another plane, so they just went on another plane and went to Cincinnati. They won their seventh straight game. Score was 22-18. I noticed that Tom Brady led the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It was sort of a nail-biter, too. I'm not a football fan. I'm not a, as you know, you don't get much sports information on this program. But I did think it was interesting, all the hoopla about him and what went on with the team. The headline, NFL World Shocked by Tom Brady on Sunday night. Why, because they won? Why is that a shock? Huh? Under the circumstances, huh? What is the shock about that?
Isn't that what's supposed to happen?
I guess if you're a Tampa Bay fan, right. That's what they pay Tom Brady $30 million a year for, to win games. Hello? So, here's the story. Speaking of the Patriots, last week a fellow named Jerry Edmund had his first NFL game, and there was some heckling with some people in the stands. You see this? He had never been to a game before, even though he's a big fan. But apparently, because there was some notice given to his circumstance, the owner of the game, the owner of the team, Robert Kraft, went up into the stands to meet this kid. And there's a picture of him that was first on I look at the two Boston papers because that's where I am, the Globe and the Herald. But this first showed up on the Rhode Island, the Providence Journal Bulletin's website. And I thought it was kind of cute. The verbal abuse. I'm trying to figure out why he was getting so much abuse. I'm a nice looking kid. And, you know, who knows what makes people do the stupid stuff that they do, right?
People get, I get getting into it, but, like, into the game and into your team, but we always see stuff like this. Like if there is a section with a bunch of fans for one team and then there's a couple fans from the other team sprinkled in and they just get heckled and...
Bullying.
All the time. Yeah.
All the time. It's bullying
stuff. And it's like you're all there trying to enjoy the same game. Yes, you're rooting for different teams, but just enjoy yourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Patriots didn't do very well in the game, though. I guess that's the bottom line. All right, we got time for one more calamity. The fake celebrity death prank from TikTok. What are we going to do about TikTok? That's my, for me, I don't really care much about these stories. I want to get rid of TikTok. Why are people, do people not know how the Chinese Communist government is, it owns and takes information from you every time you use TikTok? Mm-hmm. They're trying to track you as an average American to find out what your habits are like. And what are they doing with that information? Where is it going? Why are they doing it? Because they can, in essence. But the amount of this, you know, this story here is the
Well, that's something to say for all
death.
Social media, too, where people, a lot of people, and it's not only, I totally get what you're saying with TikTok and the Chinese government, but there's also other people who are hackers, and
get
so much information that is just so freely given away on
Available.
Social media. And even though it's the TikTok death hoax, a lot of people have been doing this on Instagram and in, like, the stories and the shorts and all of that. And it's at the family gatherings, they tell a family member that a celebrity passed away. Somebody that
they think that's hilarious.
And they get some reactions. And it's like, I get some of the reactions are funny, but like, that's just sick. Stop talking about people dying. Don't put that kind of energy out into the universe.
Yeah. So can we do a New Year's resolution on TikTok? I would like to have people resolve not to use it, because it's no good. And maybe this sort of thing, as you just pointed out, well, it's all over social media. It doesn't make a difference whether it's TikTok or whether it's Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. It's sick. And if you get, it's, I mean, if people laugh at stuff like this, time for you to change your friends, it would seem to me. There's, you know, we all like a good chuckle here and there, but when somebody is hurt by pranking, remember the one that was, you know, Elton John dead at 75. Who gets enjoyment out of that? Yeah, by the way, he's not. So, all right, I think we've done enough calamity stuff for the moment anyway. 18 after, this is Tuesday, good day.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. It's a primal, wild freedom. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
No. You know, we really lost our stride at the end there. Get 24/7 roadside assistance with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Roadside assistance subject to policy terms and limits and may require comprehensive cover. At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio.
Until now. Hit it, Jerry.
Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Digging the Dugger at 23 after the hour, digging into Doug's dirt. In this instance, it's Kim Kardashian, who's part of the dirt pile. Not that she should be in it, but she's having lots to say about what life was like with Kanye West. This doesn't seem to be going away, even though they have gone their separate ways. How long ago did they get divorced? 6 months ago?
It was finalized in November.
November. But she started all this early in the year, right?
Well, they've been separated for quite some time, and a judge actually declared them legally single while they were still going through divorce proceedings just because, they knew they weren't going to be together.
So maybe this is a lesson in life for those of you who are divorced and are co-parenting. What's it like with you? Are you smart about it? I was talking to a friend last night who was telling me about a couple of friends that got divorced and how well they're getting along. I was like that when I got divorced from my wife for the most part. Once in a while there was a little stick, but in the words of Kim Kardashian, it was effing hard. So we'll find out what the F means. And then some other things, some other details that I'm sure you're sitting on the edge of your seat to learn right after this. Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question, did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. So what's going on with Kim Kardashian? She is the 42-year-old mother of Northwest, Chicago West, St. West, and some West. Good God. Imagine going through life with those names. Anyway, what is it? Is there any relationship at all? Is there any co-parenting with Kanye West? What does she say, Jay?
Yeah, she is co-parenting. She says it's really hard, and he is so vocal on social media with things. And
poor kids must be embarrassed as hell.
It's hard because, they don't know what's going on. She's still able to shield her children from what's happening. They really don't know what's going on in the outside world, especially regarding their relationship. Mm-hmm. And she's friends with a lot of the teachers at the school, so the teachers are keeping her abreast on if there's anything being said at recess or if other kids happen to know anything and they mention anything. And she says as of right now, the kids are shielded, and she also said she's not going to badmouth their father. She's going to
protect it's not smart.
She's going to protect her father, their father to them, and protect them. But she also acknowledges that they are getting older. North is 9, and this window of being able to protect them is closing, and it's really hard.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a tribute to her and other parents who keep their children away from social media and keep them away from devices that can be hurtful, especially in a circumstance like this. She got $200,000 a month to take care of the children. I suppose that's not too tough, right? You can take care of it. Well, she's got plenty of money anyway.
I think it's just the responsibility of it.
Yeah, well, he bears responsibility because he's the father, so he ought to be. That's the way it ought to be, but all this other stuff. And put yourself in that position and think about how hard it would be. That wouldn't be something that I'd like to experience, and probably you wouldn't either. 28 after, this is Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet, let's face it, don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, experiences, and smells that are unfamiliar and could potentially be frightening to your dog or even your cat. You know, it's really important to socialize your pets. Whether or not you live in a city, for example, you live in a suburb, sooner or later, your pet may have to go to the city, get them used to the sounds. If you live near a firehouse, they have to get used to the sounds of the siren. You know, the most important thing besides educating your pet is spending time socializing your pet to the neighborhood and all the different sounds and smells, other dogs and people walking by. Very often I'm called in when a dog moves from the suburbs to the city because he can't deal with that change. Well, if you gradually introduce your dog to it, he'll be absolutely fine. The same thing holds true if you're having a baby. Socialize the dog to the sounds of a new baby before the baby comes. This way, if you spend the time socializing your pet, it'll make it a lot easier for him to understand what's going on. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
USA News Update. As snow continues to fall in western New York, the number of casualties continues to rise as one of the most severe storms in the region's recorded history inundates residents. The ugly side of humanity is on display in New York State as looters are stealing simply because they can. Buffalo, New York mayor since 2005, Byron Brown.
People who are out looting when people are losing their lives in this harsh winter storm is just absolutely reprehensible.
Southwest Airlines canceled more than two-thirds of its flights Monday and plans to cancel more flights today and tomorrow. Thousands of customers have been stranded. Kayakers are being called heroes after helping rescue a pilot whose single-engine plane crashed Monday into an icy creek in Maryland. The aircraft fell into Beards Creek in Edgewater near the Lee Airport. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Second day of Kwanzaa. Celebrations continue as it ought to be. Have a whole week off. This is the second most vacationed week of the year. You know that, right? First is 4th of July. Second is Christmas. Third is Labor Day. So people that are off on vacation, people that are driving, hopefully you're not in upstate New York. Anyway, a lot of cars. One of the things, excuse me, that's happened is that people haven't checked. This is a warning. I guess the early warning device here from the Good Day Show is to check the antifreeze in your car, especially you are not driving a relatively new car that has a pretty well sealed up system. But if you're driving an older car or pickup truck or whatever it is that you're driving, it would behoove you, especially if you're north of the Mason-Dixon line, to check the antifreeze in your car. That's always something, and most people, the goofy new drivers who are Generation Zers, for example, James Collins is the fellow at the controls in our main studio in Dallas. Have you checked the antifreeze in your car? You've had some cold spells down in Dallas, so you should be wondering or checking or having somebody check the antifreeze. Did you do that?
You know, it's on my list.
Okay.
See, I feel like this is less generational and more locational.
maybe a little of both. People who are used to this, they know. That's one of the things you are taught. You know to do this. But if you don't have to deal with winter weather to such an extreme.
But they now do. Look at this. The last week or two in Dallas, you've had temperatures pretty substantially below zero, right, for any number of days?
Yeah. The weather has been saying it's been like around 9, like 8 or 9, but like it's been feeling negative 20 is what it's been feeling like.
So your car, if you didn't check the antifreeze and your car isn't frozen up, then I guess you probably are okay. But still, for peace of mind, just a reminder for everybody, this makes nothing but good sense. Hello, ding, 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 ding.
Well, and also, if you have to, if you park outside, don't forget to pop your windshield wipers.
Like,
so they're not
going to freeze.
No, because if those freeze, then that really doesn't help when your antifreeze is sprayed out anyway.
Right. The antifreeze that is for, there are two kinds of antifreeze. Remember, I think I told the story on the air, didn't I, a couple of weeks ago, when somebody added the windshield washer to the to the radiator of my car. Did I tell you that? I think I told you that story. Maybe I just had that conversation with Nick, with Nick Miles, our auto expert guy. I had one of the people, we were going through and checking all the antifreeze everywhere. And in addition to checking the antifreeze and all the tractors and the trucks and the stuff on the farm, I said, well, check my car out and make sure that it's okay. And they were putting where there were, you obviously don't have a windshield on a tractor. I don't drive tractors that have cabs on them, so there's no worry other than the backhoe. You know, you want to have stuff in that to keep the windshield clean. But mostly it was the pickup trucks and the car, the trucks that are used on the farm and the car. So they have those little squirt devices. And so I bought a case of that. That is called, it's called windshield wiper antifreeze. It's a different kind of antifreeze, but one of the guys just picked it up and saw antifreeze, okay. So, and this is somebody that's new, so it was just carelessness. He adds it to
not reading everything.
No. And then I thought to myself, I said, well, how come you used up so much of the antifreeze? Well, I put it in this way. I said, good God. So I, not knowing the real answer, I called a fellow who's an expert, and I said, what happens if, because I'm thinking like they think, antifreeze is antifreeze. So what happens if you put windshield wiper antifreeze into the radiator? He said, don't even start the car, because the antifreeze that you put in the windshield, in the receptacle for the windshield, that is all alcohol. And that's why it doesn't freeze. The stuff that you buy for the antifreeze you put into the automotive, into the radiator, is a petroleum-based product that is full of all kinds of additives and stuff. The alcohol will eat the rubber hoses that connect your radiator to the engine, and they won't do the engine any good either. So don't start the car. So the guys drained it all out, and you could see the difference in it, and they flushed it out with water and all kinds of other stuff, and then they put in new stuff, and that was fine. But just a word to the wise. Most of us have experiences. This is my my hopeful help. Helpful hope, hopeful help, whatever. The idea that we all have a little bit of knowledge that sometimes we don't share because we think it won't be well received, because we think that people think we're know-it-alls. And that's not smart, nor is it good. You got a piece of information, then help people with it. If they're, whatever it is, your car needs repair.
Sharing is caring, and if it's information you don't need, then don't use it.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. So, anyway, just a little helpful hints from Harry here. Here's some good news. Going back to the Apollo mission 50 years ago. Remember, we all think about the first Apollo mission, the first landing, but there was one at Christmas time that gave us, this was Apollo 17, that first picture of the Earth. Mm-hmm. They referred to it as a blue marble. They referred to it as blue marvelous. One of the most inspiring images of our Earth that was ever taken. So if you go back 50 years to Christmas time, that's when they did it, using a particular type of photography equipment. Astronauts Ronald Evans, Eugene Cernan, and Harrison Schmitt captured the oceans the Indian Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, Africa, the puffy clouds. If you go, just Google this. If you've never seen this, every teacher of every class in every school in America should have this on their wall someplace, this picture, to have you understand what a beautiful place it is that you, where you live. And you could say, well, there are a lot of places on earth that aren't very beautiful. Yeah, but that's because man has messed it up. It isn't because it was, you know, it was made that way. It isn't. Mother Nature is going to take care of herself. And you look at this thing and you think it's been in existence just here. It's, this is the fascinating thing about it. You hear me go off on this all the time, but it's so amazing. It's just a ball, the third rock from the sun, if you will, that's held up here by no one really knows what. And it goes around. I mean, there have been scientists who have explained all of this, but do you really understand it? Do you really, it's, you know, it's not a matter of fact. It's just one of the, we wouldn't be here if all of the things that made this earth do what it does, turn around and
go
around
and revolve around the sun and with the moon revolving around the earth and just the perfect way for this planet to even be habitable for us.
Yep. Cernan said that he thought it was part of, it was so special. And then when Cernan was doing, like, all these guys used to go on tour and talk to schools and you know, they'd have events where they would bring their movies and they'd bring their pictures and they'd tell their experiences as the first space tourists, in a manner of speaking. This is what makes me want to be a space tourist, by the way, looking at these pictures and the videos and stuff.
Well, and here's the fascinating thing. When you look at the daytime photos, you can't see the buildings. You can't see the light pollution.
Of course not.
You can't see any of that. It is just the earth. It is just water. It is just land. It is snow. It's the clouds. It's amazing.
All right, let's get back to the more mundane things. The Donald Trump situation. I try to be very conservative about whatever I pass along regarding Trump because it always gets people stirred up one way or the other. But this focus is the latest memo that came from the Trump White House. Goes back to the time between the losing of the election and the installing of Joe Biden. Apparently, this memo, and I'm not sure from looking at this whether there are, of course, people are going to say, well, Trump was responsible for that. Who knows? There were such loyalists in the Trump White House, people that thought he was a god. They may have sent this around. I don't know if there's conclusive info about who did it, but it was clear that the memo called for staffers who didn't believe that there was election fraud and that Trump was screwed out of the election. They should be fired if they didn't believe that he, right? So anyway, this is White House Counsel Pat Cipollone. I think it's how you pronounce the name, Cipollone.
Yes.
He was deposed, and the investigators mentioned a memo drafted by staffers. Again, who knows at whose order, but it called for anybody, quote, that thinks there wasn't massive fraud in the election should be fired. Now, of course,
and it was never released, but the draft exists.
Well, you know what? There are a lot of things that exist on pieces of paper. You know, there are, again, because of the Trump lovers and the Trump haters, I don't think... the reason I mention this, I normally just would stay away from stuff like this, but I bring it up because Bill Barr, he was a former attorney general. I would say Bob Barr. You remember, do you know who Bob Barr was? Bob Barr was he was on my program when I did a lot more politics years ago. Bob Barr, who was a congressman from someplace in Georgia, I'm trying to remember where. Anyway, he was very right of center, very interesting guy, though. Very, very interesting guy, and I used to enjoy talking to him, so he was on, and you know, he'd talk about stuff. Every once in a while, you still see him on News Nation or some of the, you know, the really good news network. I think News Nation is the only one that's any good, frankly. But he's around once in a while, and, you know, he's got his 2 cents worth. At any rate, this thing is worth perhaps the time I've given it, which is 3 minutes, and that's it. As far as I'm concerned, it's not worth much more time than that. It is another one of those, it's crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Crazy.
It goes along with the witch hunt kind of stuff.
Yeah, it does.
It was a draft. It was not sent out.
Yeah, it never set out. No, exactly. Mm-hmm. LeBron James, his high school Jordans, the ones that he wore when he was playing in high school, up on the auction block. According to some experts, these old worn-out sneakers, because that's kind of what they are, right? Old worn-out sneakers could fetch $200,000 at auction. You're crazy, you people. But
he's a legend. He's
of course.
Legend. He's one of the
he is an inspiration.
The best player, but definitely one of the best players.
Yeah, he's an inspiration for people. No question about it. I think he is. Anyway. Mm-hmm. And he does a lot of good stuff.
He was a high school student, and the nation knew his name.
Yeah. He was 6'2 when he was a freshman, for heaven's sakes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, my son was, too. My son played basketball and did it well in high school until he broke his ankle and his wrists, and that was the end of that.
Oof.
Yeah. He was
at
chasing
the same time?
No. He was chasing a ball into the stands. Mm-hmm. And he fell down over a chair and broke his two wrists. And then there was that was kind of the end. Well, it was the end for that year anyway. I know, but he was involved in a car accident and broke both of his ankles. So he's had all of his limbs, and they seem to be fine. There's no, you know, at his age, by this time you would have thought that there'd be some arthritis that would show up because that's what happens around that stuff. But no. Anyway, I'm just amazed that somebody would pay $200,000. I mean, good for them. If they can get the money, use it for good stuff, help themselves to it. Good. All right, there's some good news, and it's now 48 after the hour on Good Day.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. hearing extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, 53 after. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tuesday, the 27th of December. It's now time for Farm Food and Family. Put them in any order you want. I like Farm Food and Family, frankly. I like that more alliteration. That's what we specialize in here on the Good Day program, alliteration and information. It's National Fruitcake Day, boys and girls. It's a day for those of you who love fruitcake to delight in the world's most misunderstood item. It's sometimes full of booze, sometimes it's chewy, sometimes it has a lot of dried fruit and nuts in it, a lot of sugar, and when I say boozy, a lot of people put different things in it, bourbon, brandy, all kinds of things.
I had no idea. I just thought it was some kind of dense bread situation, sort of like a banana bread.
Yeah.
But with different dried fruits in it instead. I had no idea people soaked it in booze.
Well, I think the booze makes it dense. And probably sweeter. And why is it just served around the holidays? Why isn't it served everywhere? One would wonder.
Who eats it?
I know. It was well, maybe this is a clue. Originally, the Egyptians put it into the tombs of people who were important so they could, you know, they tried to make it so it would last. Mm-hmm. And you can get a hold of fruitcakes that are a couple of years old. It's like an old McDonald's hamburger. It never goes away. It just stays the way it is.
Well, there's always stories of 100-year-old generation passed on generation of fruitcake that's in the sealed enclosed.
Oh, well, some people say, we're talking about the recipe. No, we're talking about the real thing that had originally with the Romans and the Egyptians, pomegranate seeds and raisins and pine nuts and barley and that sort of thing. If fruitcake made with sugar and butter was banned in the 18th century in Europe because it was too rich. In the 1950s, there was a loaf that appeared in Truman Capote's book, A Christmas Memory, in which his cousin would bake fruitcake when, according to the book anyway, it was proper fruitcake weather. Okay. And then I remember these from when I was younger, the fruitcake toss day. You have the fruitcake, and you could use it as a football or whatever you wanted to, because it was and just throw it around. So, anyway,
that seems like a joke of like, look how inedible this thing is.
Yes, exactly.
What was it? The oldest fruitcake was baked in 1878, and it's still around.
Still around. Yep. Yum. How about taking a shot at that? I think of that in comparison to when I was when I had 150 cows and we were selling raw milk on the farm. We used to make raw milk cheeses, and we built a special cheese room that was always 54 degrees, and the aging took 4 to 6 months, and the cheese was covered with it was gross, and people used to think it was a delicacy. It was gross. Anyway, here's the recall of the day. Samsung has recalled washing machines. Wow, this isn't something that you'd eat, but it's something you'd have around the house. I didn't even know Samsung was making washing machines. I thought they made TVs. But apparently all these
washing
companies...
Washing machines, ovens, really? Stoves, all different things. But what's interesting about this recall is there's a fire hazard.
Yeah.
That's why the recall. But it's not something where you just need to automatically take it back or anything like that. It's something about the speed that's affected, and you download free software that repairs whatever this issue is. That just sounds like... There's a fire hazard, there's a recall that you can fix with a
you're coming out,
download.
No, you're coming to the house and you're taking it away and you're bringing me a new one. There are hundreds of thousands of these, too, by the way. Mm-hmm. Sold by Best Buy and Costco, Home Depot and Lowe's. This just shows you, you know, they all talk about their special. They all sell the same crap. They do, and they're pretty much the same price. This reminds me of the story from the other day. I'm trying to remember the context of it, but somebody on an airplane, I think it was a Delta flight somewhere, had a laptop that started to smoke. And the plane, they landed the plane because nobody really knew whether it was smoke from the plane or smoke from the laptop. It turned out to be smoke from the laptop. So, yay. That's pretty messy. Okay, here's a Chick-fil-A that was fined after paying workers with free meals instead of paying them, like, with real pay.
Yeah.
This is kind of interesting.
Imagine going to, like, pay your utility bill. Well, here's food.
Take a chicken sandwich. Right, okay. That's swell. Still, people love Chick-fil-A, man, but they got a $6,400 fine for doing that. I bet they've done it at other locations, too. Haven't got caught yet. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.